Friday, July 17th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Is the money going to keep on coming? That question is being asked by many Americans who in one way or the other are depending on government checks. As for ag, the CARES Act provided $9.5 billion in aid. There was also $6.5 billion in unused CCC funds that USDA had available. Those were the initial resources. Congress also authorized another $14 billion in CCC replenishment that could be used after July 1st, so there is more money coming. It will not be enough to fill the hole being dug by the worsening pandemic. USDA had asked Congress for $50 billion for the CCC and got $14. The Dems wanted to wait and see. The American Farm Bureau Federation requested $68 billion in CCC funding in the HEROES Act or its substitute in an additional aid tranche. The initial loss calculation was through April 15th. We all know that the losses for livestock producers are still ongoing well after April 15th. The House-passed HEROES Act had another $16 billion in COVID aid, plus extended the date for the losses past the April 15th cutoff. So there is some money authorized in the first tranches of aid coming, and there may be more. The big question is whether there will be another tranche of aid. The House passed the HEROES Act, but is far apart from the Senate in how much and what they want to spend it on. If the Dems practiced the golden rule, treating Republicans how they treated Obama, there would be no aid package before the November election that Trump could take credit for. McConnell was very transparent that he held up aid in the Great Recession because he thought it hurt Obama. I've been impressed that the Dems have not done likewise up to this point. They have been very aggressive about bailing out Americans hurt by the pandemic despite giving Republicans credit. McConnell has said that he had no interest in another tranche, but the White House does. So does he. McConnell is adamant that any new aid package contain immunity from lawsuits from the pandemic. He wants that bad enough to give up something that he otherwise would not in order to get it. Pelosi is waiting until she can discern what that is. She knows that he'll come around. At one point, they were talking another $3 trillion in aid spending. I don't think that's going to happen. The odds of that size package getting shrunk down and still contain needed funding for livestock producers is low. Farm organizations are torn. They know that ag needs the money, but are on record as opposing massive federal debt. They are compromising with themselves over what they say and what they do. That has been the case in ag. They claim to be fiscal conservatives for everybody else, but not ag. We are special, essential. The Dems are not going to authorize $68 billion for ag. They also don't trust reauthorization of additional CCC funding after seeing the president spend it to reimburse farmers for the damage his trade wars cost them for his political benefit. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. Farmers are not the only ones with future aid in doubt. Federal CARES Act benefits for the unemployed end on or before July 31st. The stay on evictions also ends July 21st for those unable to pay rent. This means that the unemployed will have to rely on state benefits, which are not enough to sustain those just getting by. Some see a less generous measure extending benefits, but that takes a deal, and they are going to be harder to accomplish. Republicans want to force people back to work, and loss of benefits pushes them in that direction. The problem is that they are also being pushed into what has become a worse pandemic than when they were laid off. Congress has from July 20th to July 31st to get together on if there will be new COVID aid and what it will be. When the HEROES Act came over to the Senate, the Republicans were thinking that the economy was opening, conditions were improving, and that there may not have been the need for another major tranche. That obviously did not work out due to mismanagement and public resistance to adopting prevention health practices, so the pandemic has instead worsened. The U.S. has become the global outlier as the example for how to make a pandemic worse. This will cost lives and treasure. Many Americans have made it clear by their actions that they do not care. What kind of stimulus proposal will Republicans coalesce around? President Trump said this week he favors more stimulus checks. McConnell has repeatedly indicated he wants liability protections for employers who could be sued by their employees for getting sick. Graham has said he wants infrastructure spending and even a minimum wage increase. Senator Portman wants a back-to-work bonus. Representative Brady has proposed including a payroll tax cut. They have yet to coalesce around anything, but they have a few days yet to get there. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.